Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you spend, you know, engaged, involved. That's always really cool, too. I really very much appreciate that. And you want to be involved. You want to be engaged. You want to have a say in what's happening. At least I think you ought to. You know, again, there is a lot happening out there. There's a lot to be involved with. Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join me after the break. And if you don't know, if you've been brain dead, you haven't been around for a while. You know, again, we are dealing with a lot. It doesn't make you soft or not a man or not a strong person if you I don't want to say succumb, but if you're having issues with some of the things going on around you, right? If you're having issues being locked up in the cave, okay. I mean, we've got information that can help you, and it's okay. Being locked in, man, I go a little, you know, a little off the top too, from time to time, being locked up like this. It's not easy. I get it. But you're not alone. There's people out there in the same boat you're in. There's people out there that want to help, that want to be part of, right? And they will. They will help you. They, you know, people care about people. That's the problem we're having right now. Is that there's nobody, you know, we're used to being together. We're used to talking to each other. We're used to putting our hand in the hand of the other person, maybe on their shoulder or what have you. Right? Come on, you guys know, you know I'm telling the truth. That's what we're used to. Well, we don't get that anymore. We don't have that anymore. And we need it. We all need it. There's only one person that doesn't. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, if that means, again, reach out to a friend. Don't sit there driving yourself nuts. I'm not trying to be all crazy with you, but seriously, reach out to some friends. There are people, I'm surprised that some people have called me. They're going through stuff. I would have thought they were like rocks, some of these people. So I guess what I'm trying to say is don't be embarrassed. Don't feel weird about it. If you need help, you need help. And, you know, nobody should be judging these people. There are some things that I don't get. I don't understand. But I'm not you. Right? I live differently. Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, you know, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. You know, I told some of you guys, I don't know if you remember, I told some of you guys that I was taking this at Patriot Academy. I'm taking this constitutional coach class. And the class is to help me, really, I mean, you guys, I get it. I understand the Constitution. I know what it says, Joe. I don't need that class. Well, I'm not going to say you don't need the class. I don't think anybody should say they don't need the class. Because you can always learn something from these things, you know, about what our founding fathers had in mind, why they came to the decisions they came to, why we should fight for what she would believe, what we believe in. And I was talking about this with somebody earlier. And I'm just going to say it again. You guys have heard me say this before. What are you willing to give up? I had a friend of mine send me a picture, not a picture, a video, short video, of what at first I thought was going to be some kind of class in an elementary school. And as as the camera pulls back, you see, it is a pole dancing class for elementary kids. When, I'm curious, when did we decide that pole dancing was a great thing to teach elementary school kids? Now, we can't talk about God, you can't pray, can't talk about moral values, can't talk about man and woman, traditional marriage, right? Can't say girl or boy, but man, get little Susie at 5 years old up on that pole, and we've done something good. I want you to think about what the Dems stand for now, right? I mean, over-the-top sexual promiscuity. What they're teaching our young kids in school is disgusting when it comes to sexual education. See, for some of you people who really want to stick your head in the sand or other dark places, this is not the this is not the sexual health or the reproductive health that we got. No, this is out and out how to have sex the same ways with many people, with any kind of people and animals. I mean, it doesn't matter. There are no boundaries for them. I would love for one of you to send me an email, call in, do something. Tell me that you are okay with a pole dancing class being taught when mommy and daddy aren't there at an elementary school level. Because I've got some doctors I'd like you to go see. You complain constantly, you would look, about how men look at women in a sexual way and women look at young men in a sexual way. And all you do is push sex. You sexualize these little kids. You put them in situations where it's nothing but about sex. You got Planned Parenthood sitting right there waiting to pick up the mess when it goes sideways. You are such a ball of confusion. Some of you do it on purpose. I get it. But most of you, total ball of confusion. Dr. B joins me after the break. I think I need a little help here. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of, my God, Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip don't want to work together right now. But texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, just part of the solution, because you got to talk about it. You got to get information before you can make a decision. And don't just get the information from the Republican side, the conservative side. See the different issues that are going on, the different ways that people come at them, and then kind of make an informed decision at that point. But I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but we do bring on the people that are. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. And, yes, she is the smartest cookie in the room, as they say. She has an MS in counseling and psychology and PSYD.
in psychology with an emphasis. Come on, these words are too big for me. You got to shorten them up someday. Make it easier for me.
It's four letters. Side B.
Oh, God. I know. You know, like a P psychiatrist. I get it. So, anyway. But what we lovingly refer to is Mental Health Mondays. And, you know, I love having you on because some of the issues that we deal with, the emails I'm sure you get into and the comments that I see being made about how I didn't know that. How do I know this? I mean, you could do 3 hours of this, couldn't you? Easily.
Easily, a day. 3 hours a day, yeah. So more I'm on the avalanche of questions.
Oh, yeah. I can. So what I'm reading and getting and hearing is that more and more, depression is up to well over 25% of the young kids that aren't out of school yet. And my fear is that some of these kids are doing things at home that are going to get them in trouble to try to keep themselves happy or busy or something, including maybe potential suicide. I mean, what are we looking for? What is happening out there?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I've been talking about this since COVID hit, and we talked about waves of mental health issues coming over us and what was going to happen. And there's so many, we're looking, you and I have talked earlier, but we'll cover it. But we are seeing this suicidal kind of culture right now, and 1/4 of young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 said they considered it in just the past 30 days. And that's just the month of July. That's 25% in the last 30 days. I compare it to where we fluctuate from being the second and third, or suicide being the second and third means that young people in this age range take their lives. And these are 18 to 24-year-olds, and I just mentioned that March was one of the highest months for suicide attempts for 10 to 13-year-olds. It's 10 to 13-year-olds. And a lot of them are the lower-income families, single-parent households. They don't know what to do. And if you think it was bad in March, that was just the beginning of COVID.
Wow.
What do you think is going to happen if they don't go back to school? And people are not getting it. They're not understanding. Judges are not getting it. Lawyers are not getting it. School board officials are not getting it. City council members, they're not getting it. And I don't know what else I can say to tell you. The last 30 days, 1/4 of young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 said they considered it. And why? This is summer. This should be a joyous time. This should be the time of this age range's life, right? It's taking a toll on me because I am doing what I can, on White House calls and city council meetings and school board meetings, the state senators that I talk to, and they don't see that the next pandemic, is going to be mental health issues, epidemic, whatever you want to call it. So,
but you and I were talking about the fact that these young kids, anyway, they were unable to cope, that they didn't have the coping skills they needed to move through certain things. Now you've got their whole world has been shut down. You look at what's happening around them, and again, they can't socialize, a lot of things they can't do. They're not coping with this. And as the years go on, they're really going to have some deep-seated problems, are they not?
They are. And so these are very still impressionable ages, 18 to 24. You're still getting, developing that part of the brain that helps you to cope. And then if you look below that, the 10 to 13-year-old range, that's the next highest group right now of attempts and completion of suicide, then you're really looking at brain development issues. And these are the times, birth to 3 years old and then again 10 to 13 years old, those are the most important times of brain development. And you can really rewire a child's brain by not telling them, not teaching them how to cope, not getting them the help they need. And I'm starting to really blame schools and school board officials and these governors and these mayors.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. Children are still the lowest rape.
There's nothing to understand. They don't care. They've politicized this. This is not a matter of the reality behind if these kids are going to get sick or not or what have you. This is more to make this country fall apart at every level so they can blame it all on Trump. Look at Cuomo's speech for the DNC called it the European virus. I'm sorry, China's nowhere near Europe. At least last I checked. I haven't been in school in a while. Have they moved it?
No, right? No, and you're 100% spot on about politicizing it. And at this point, they've already politicized things like life, right, in the womb. And now they're politicizing this to the point that it's going to cost lives. Veterans' lives, seniors, and our young children are at risk. And these policymakers are making decisions that are way out of their realm of knowledge. And I'm going to continue to fight this. Yep. And it's really lighting more of a fire.
Well, we need more people. I told you earlier, I reached out to a bunch of Christian conservative blah, 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 blah trustees. Okay? I got one response. And I don't know what they're afraid of. I haven't got a clue. Why they're not working at you know, making sure our kids are truly safe. Making sure that our kids, and it's really funny because the COVID-19 seems to be the thing that I think is the worst thing since the wheel. There were so many other things that our kids are exposed to in school that really will take a toll on them. Look, we got to go for a quick break, but here's something that should excite you to no end. Stanford University has decided that you will no longer be required to take the entrance exam to get into med school. That'll make me feel really good later on when I need some help at the hospital. I want to know where these people are going. I want to know where they end up. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to trail Democratic challenger Joe Biden nationally, though he is gaining ground. Last month, Trump was down 13 points in the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which was conducted just days after Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, is down nationally to 9 points. The former vice president holds double-digit advantages over Trump on the coronavirus, immigration, and race relations. Trump maintains his lead over Biden on the economy, which this poll finds that is a voter's top issue heading into the election. 60% of Biden voters say their support for the former vice president is based more on their feelings against Trump rather than their support for the nominee. By contrast, 74% of Trump voters are completely for the president versus 20% who are against Biden. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fellow.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, I got to tease Dr. B because I used to get this all the time from my listeners. And they'd always say, too many commercials. And you know what? I agree. So if you want to cut the check, you want to sponsor the show, we can ditch the commercials. And if you're listening to this show, hopefully you're a capitalist. Because if you're not a capitalist, it's probably not the show you want to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me every week and always appreciate her time and appreciate the time she spent with us. Dr. B, before we get going, let's tell people where they can get a hold of you. Where can they find you? Where can they ask you questions?
You can right now hop onto my Facebook page, Bridget Melson, or Diagnosing America with Dr. B, and then my website should be up soon.
Amen.
Yeah, at AskDrB.com.
Ooh, I like AskDrB.com. Yeah, I like it. Yes, I'll take two.
Or DrBRadio.com.
Oh, yeah, you got some big announcements coming up here.
Soon.
Shh, don't say that.
I do. I put a little hint on my Facebook page.
So all right.
Now, go see it.
No, we want to let it all go in one shot. Make them show up. Force them to show up. Anyway.
Show up. Or you can go listen to AOC. That's your choice. Oh, I think she's
why would I do that?
Although,
it's a good way to lose weight. You'd be so sick for so long, you won't eat for quite some time. Seriously.
I would purposely schedule a root canal right now instead of doing this little stem
or trim my own nails with pliers. That'd probably be less painful.
That would be amazing.
So we were, before we went to break, we were talking about some of the things going on and, you know, in the homes. I mean, seriously, you people aren't used to being together with your parents, your kids, and you parents aren't used to being with your kids all day long. Some parents now are going back to work or somewhat back to work, and the kids are home alone, which exasperates the issue. And what are we looking for in all of this? What would key us in on our child is in trouble mentally?
Yes, that is a great question. And, you know, and these are some things that you may be seeing as parents more and more, things like tantrums, things like just issues going on relationally speaking. And I would say just kind of a disconnect from emotions and socially, because children need, we all need in-person, you know, contact or in-person schooling or in-person anything. And right now, we are you're going to start seeing this, more tantruming, more depressive episodes. So if you see these things along with they're not sleeping, they're not eating, they're not communicating as well, if you just have that instinct, that God-given parental instinct, please connect with your kids, especially now. And the other thing we're seeing is such a rise in CPS calls and from neighbors, and then domestic violence and domestic abuse. Because the kids are driving the parents crazy and vice versa. And parents are acting out. Parents are using substances. Parents are drinking more. And then parents are striking out on their children. And so violence and neglect is starting to go up because parents just want to disappear and go away and leave their kids. So it's a concern. The other thing we're seeing is nutrition issues, because we have a lot, especially in the lower socioeconomic areas and single parent families, nutrition is not an issue, because they can't get to the food. They don't get to see the school nurse. They don't have any kind of access like they used to. Physical activity. And I know that you can still go outside if you, during this COVID crisis, go outside, get you vitamin D. So we're seeing issues right now with kids, and we're going to see an uptick in obesity, mental health. I'd say diabetes, kidney issues, all of this from not improper nutrition, physical activity. I'm starting to find this on the CDC website and the NIMH.gov, a lot of these. They're doing a lot of the studies right now. And I'd say by the time the end of this year, we're going to see some interesting research articles about kids and families really suffering. And hey, the rest of the world, just so everybody knows, newsflash, is back to work and back to school.
No, you're not telling the truth.
That's only impossible. One on lockdown. I just saw a video in Wuhan of a huge concert, and there are over 50,000 people there. Wuhan.
No, that's impossible. That can't be happening. Our government wouldn't do that to us.
They wouldn't lie, would they? I just watched it live.
Oh, my God. You know, and people don't realize. I mean, they really don't realize. You know, they think that the government's not going to lie to you. I mean, some of the people are informed listening to this show. They get it. But there really are people out there still. Why would the government tell you that? To what end, Messina? I mean, seriously. It's because they want control. They want to scare the crud out of you, and they want control. And the way to do that is, hey, we're going to take care of you. You know, we got you covered. Right?
Yeah, yes. And people are just eating it up. And what other way to do it? And this is how cults work. They strip you economically. They strip you emotionally. They strip you mentally. They put you in one place. And then they brainwash you. Think about what's gone on since March. What have we been stripped of? They've kept us in one place, our homes, and then they just feed us all day long. Not to sound conspiracy, because I don't think it is, but this is what's happening. I mean, what other reason would there be for Joe Biden to be their nominee? That doesn't make sense in my small head.
He's hated by his family.
You be
That's
the
all I can
Joe.
Figure. No, I figure he's hated by his family. That's all I can figure. Why would you do that to him? Right? I mean, think about it. Why would you do that to him? If you love that man.
I wish I had words.
God bless. It doesn't mean. All right, let's talk a little bit about the. I've had this father on the show before, and you could probably talk more about the case than I can remember. But basically, the mom was a psychiatrist of some kind or counselor. And what has happened is this, I don't know, this has been going on for years, where she is trying to transition the boy to a girl. Now, she says that he wants to transition, but from what I've seen and from what I read, that's not true, is it? And how the heck Did it get this far along to where a judge has ordered the treatment to proceed?
This is another case that I am blown away at the evolution of this case, I guess you can say. And Jeffrey Younger, I spoke to him. He's the father. He lives here in Dallas, Texas. And yes, his mother's Dr. Ann Gordulust or something like that. And he just lost everything. He has no more claim to his medical, psychological, psychiatric, educational, anything, any more care. It was solely given to the mom. And so what that means, this little boy is 8 now, that the minute this happened, she is at 8 years old, the mom is pumping this kid with hormones to change his sex from a boy to a girl so he can do his gender transition. 8 years old. The boy reports to the father that he doesn't want this. So this is very, and I talked to the father for about an hour on the phone. And he just says, I don't know what to do, Dr. B. This child does not want this. And he's as confused as all of us. And that just happened.
I don't get who testified how, where, and when. You're in this business. Do they go shopping for these doctors? How do they find doctors to buy into this?
I have no idea. And the mom being a doctor, she's the one that's going to help get the meds and help him undergo this transgender medical procedure. And I just, it's child abuse, and a judge okayed it. It is child abuse. So this kid is now, his name's James. He's now gets to be called Luna. He gets to wear dresses, has to wear dresses, and he has to go to school as Luna, as an 8-year-old girl.
Wow.
And I just, like, at 8 years old, I didn't even know what flavor ice cream I like on a given day. So I
know. It's, you know, you're telling the truth. Nobody knows. This is one of those things
you
sit there. Yeah, you're sick to your stomach. And you don't know what to do. You don't know if you can do anything about it. I mean, does he have any more? Did you talk to him to the point where does he have any more options available to him?
The father?
Yeah.
Jeffrey? Yeah, so there's a special evidentiary hearing in September to review the judge's current orders.
Wow.
So we're just praying. Yeah. Pray for this family.
All right, listen, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. B is going nowhere. She'll be back in a minute.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Okay, that's disgusting. I get to look over my shoulder and have Michelle Obama lecturing me. Oh, anyway. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hit up on the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. Listen, if you want text alerts, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And we've got a lot of changes coming up, too, shortly. But I'm not letting you know nothing until I actually start to implement them. But let me bring her on, because I always enjoy her time with us, Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Love having her with me. You know, she talks about some of the stuff that you guys need to know about. You know, I've always loved being a trustee of the school district. I always love when, you know, a child or a student, I don't love that they get caught, but they get caught doing something, and the parent comes in, and the first thing out of their mouth is, "My child wouldn't do that. Why do you have her in here?" My dad would have slapped me upside the head and said, "What did he do now?" Right? Whole different mindset. And we think, some of these parents think that their children are just innocent little angels, which is probably why they're even getting worse as time goes on. Dr. B, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Okay. And that was my professional opinion. I don't have a piece of paper like you, though.
I have three innocent angels at home. They do nothing wrong, ever.
Oh. Perfect. We had... we had a parent that came to a symposium we had on what kids were doing and how they got drugs into the house and out of the house and the way they hid things and what have you. And one of the things they said that they do on a regular basis, they put vodka in water bottles because they look like bottles of water. And when you go through the bureau or you see their backpack, you don't really think much about it because the smell doesn't come through the plastic. And the one mom was incensed by it. And then 2 weeks later, she came back and she said she found vodka in her daughter's bottle. It's like, no.
Surprise!
Well, so they think you're not picking on their kid. You're giving them tools, right? What's wrong with giving them tools?
It's child abuse, I guess. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with being a parent. It's called being a parent. You know, that is the number one substance I would find when I worked in private Christian schools, actually, is vodka in the water bottles. The other thing is it's called scissor up, or purple drink, and that is the same thing in water bottles, but the kind that are concealed. And they'd add to, like, soda, they'd add cough medicine with codeine, and they would just drink it. You'd smell it. It smells like Coke. And that's a huge thing, actually, still going around high school, because it just looks like a Coke, can of Coke, and you just get into your mom's closet, get out the cough syrup that you never got rid of, parents, get rid of it, with codeine, and pour it all in. Put the lime in the coconut and drink it on down. So, yes, it's another real reminder for parents to go through your cabinets, especially now that your kids have been home since February, and go ahead and get rid of all of that extra medication, because they will find it. So, yeah. But not my kid.
No, not yours. You don't even check yours, because you know all good. Yeah. See, I took the other. Took the other side. Every time they told me something kids were doing, I said, "Yeah, my son's probably doing that." So, around this house, you were guilty until proven innocent. That's how I looked at it. That's all. Seriously.
That's us too. And they're like, "Mom, we're good. We really aren't good. Like, drug test everybody. Get in there." But Mom, I'm 9. I don't care. Get in.
Yeah. Right there. Pee in this. Too bad. Deal with it.
And I will tell you to that, I tell every parent by the time the kid reaches 13 years old for their 13th birthday, don't get just this, but buy a drug test and just set it up there in the cabinet and let them just wonder. So,
If they had them, I would have said, here you go. This is going to be an encounter. You make me crazy. If I think you're on something, it's going to be like impromptu. You know, whenever I want. And
that's right. Just walk around with it some days. You know, they're extra snotty. Just go grab that test. Just walk around. Make them think.
No, I would just, never mind. I don't want to get into too much of this. They'll probably say, even though they're older, they'll send Child Protective Services here for past crimes. They're doing it in some places anyway. So
whatever the statute of limitations is, right?
Can you imagine? Most of our parents would be in jail for some of the stuff they did. But the funny thing about it is, even the tough ones, like my dad and family, I'm not in jail. I have a respect for authority. I don't beat on women. I'm something went wrong. The narrative that the left gives you doesn't seem to be working on me. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Me either. I know my mom's listening too, and that wooden spoon was in her holster 24/7. And I'm a good girl.
Oh.
We're good. I remember this one case, and we heard about this. I heard about it as a counselor when we first moved to Texas 4 years ago. You know who told me about it was the chief of police. And what happened, because my son was like, is spanking legal here? And I'm like, that's your question for the chief? Okay. And the chief said, well, son, here's the deal. We just got a call a few weeks ago about this teenage boy who said, my dad just, punched me in the face, and can you come over here? So they went over there, and they found out the real story, that kid raised his hand to his dad, and his dad stopped it instantly. And the officer then told the teenage boy, you call 911 again, I'm going to come over here and help your father. And I just like, okay, we love Texas. Could you imagine in California? That would never happen.
They would have sent the SWAT team over the house. Are you serious? To pick up the dad.
That's
No questions asked. So, all right. I know we talk about this all the time.
Where were we?
But this is making me crazy. So we're now being told that kids and people are more sensitive. So there's certain phrases and things that you can't say. You know, people, look, I've gained a lot of weight back because I've been sitting on my fat butt. And if that insults you, you can always go to another station. But because I don't get the exercise, like getting out and walking around and going to meetings and stuff like that, I don't get any of that anymore. I'm in the cave most of the time. So now apparently Holyoke College is trying to offset some of this stuff. And they shared a guide on social media called Phrases You Didn't Know Were Fat Phobic. All right?
And okay.
Like, you're so brave, and that's so flattering on you, along with you have such a pretty face, are all fat phobic phrases. When did we become this much of a low-end species that this stuff now bothers us?
Sorry.
I knew that would leave you speechless. I love this stuff.
Everything, I know, every show I watch, fat shaming, woman shaming, you know, man shaming, this shaming, that shaming. I'm like, what? What? No, it's just people being snarky. Come on. We all need a break. Goodness. So a compliment has now turned into
any of that stuff.
Being phobic.
You know, you know what?
If
somebody said to me, okay, geez, you know, that don't look so good on you, I would know what that meant. I wouldn't go over and punch him in the face. I wouldn't curl up in a ball and go into a corner, especially if it was a friend of mine. I'd say, well, my God, I must be bigger than I thought I was, you know. Maybe I need to go look in a mirror with both eyes open and, you know, see what's going on and what I have to work off. And we've become so sensitive, Dr. B.
Well, who's taking responsibility for it?
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing. You know, we joke all the time, my husband and I, you know, if I'm eating and we're out in a restaurant and I don't finish, and he's like, are you going to eat that? I'm like, did you just call me fat? You know, we just joke about it. Are you going to use your extra fork? What? You don't want, I shouldn't eat? You call me fat? But laugh, people, laugh. Come on. Go outside, take a walk.
Lighten up.
Oh, wait, I just. Lighten up.
Yeah, write that down. Lighten up.
So you just called me fat. You told me to lighten up.
Oh, yes, you got me. Oh, you caught that. Smarter than I thought you were. There you go. Oh, God.
Okay,
bless.
Is it bad that someone just. So talking about this, Brian Cleese just said, Bridget has a face for radio. Thanks, Brian. Am I supposed to be offended? Yeah, I called you out, man.
Look it. I know I have a face from radio. No problem, you know? That's why I went into radio.
I love it. That's just, right? We're the intelligent ones. People listen to people on radio.
I didn't go for the TV thing. Wasn't going to happen for me. But anyway, no, we do joke about this, and people are having trouble with this. I wish we would raise, instead of trying to beat up, verbally abuse 10 people for saying a phrase that made one person feel bad, how about we teach that one person how to deal with adversity, how to deal with things that, you know, there's stupid people all over the place. You're not going to get everybody to buy into this. What's wrong with making somebody stronger?
You're not. Yeah, no, that's exactly. But you look at what's going on in the world, and it's, you know, it's not a, like, actually it is a political party issue, but it's really the good and the evil and the right and the left that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And all the left is doing is teaching us how to be dramatic and to give in to this and to be victims. Why? Why does anybody want to be a victim? Well, I'll tell you, because then we can usher in socialism and usher in communism.
Well, the government will come and fix it and take care of you. You know, seriously.
That's right.
Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you on with me. I really do appreciate the time, and I can't wait to break the big news. But you'll have to wait, people. Anyway, where do people find you? Quick.
Diagnosing America with Dr. B on Facebook.
Diagnosing America. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to come back. Next hour, we're going to have a smorgasbord of crazy stuff to talk about.